say the sponsors of the second game. The Burton Lady Panthers softball is on the air tonight. Playoff game against Everdale is made possible by Blue Bow Aquatic Center, Conjunctive Tile, Burton Meat Processing, Market Realty, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching, Fertile Collision Center, Burton Veterinarian Clinic, Dahlman and Associates, Plain North Architecture, Fan Town Catering, Carmel Electric, St. John's United Church of Christ, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, PNC Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Glenn College, BDM Pipe and Steel, Bowman Insurance, Homo Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Kate, Katie, Trent, and Tucker. PVR Materials, K&H Portable Toilets, Brenham National Bank, Truman Construction, Mattress Guys, Hellgate Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodland Life, Larry Page Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Service, The Paint Warehouse, and Burton Chambers of Commerce. We'll be right back with the second game of Burton with Steven and Daryl Kiki, and the pregame right after this word from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Lady Panthers softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
All right, and we're back here right into the action as we go. They're not wasting any time getting underway here. So we are underway here in Game 2, Burton Lady Panthers versus the Everdale Lady Rebels. On the mound for Burton, we're going to switch it up. We're going to keep a Brazier out there, but we're going with Lacey Brazier for Game 2, and she's got a 1-1 count on leadoff hitter Allie Seals. As we start here, play here in the Game 2, Burton winning Game 1 17-1. So the 1-1 pitch is on its way from Brazier. It's going to be taken up high for ball two. So two balls and one strike.
Lacey got to throw a lot of innings at the beginning of the season when Lex was playing basketball. So she is prepared for this. She just got to find her groove and throw strikes.
Just got to find that groove that Lexi was in that first game. She's leaving it just a little bit high right now. Maybe rushed a little bit. I know they rushed me a little bit getting back in this game. I thought we'd have a little bit more time in between, but we are back and in action here as we roll in game two. So three balls, one strike pitch. Here's a
right
fly ball
Natalie.
Out to right field. Natalie Hody with the catch out there. So one in the top half of the first. The Panthers will be the home team in this one in the second game as they were visitors in the first one.
Number 13, Madison Redinger.
Stepping in for the Lady Rebels is Madison Redinger.
just need to throw strikes, baby. Let your defense help you.
So pretty much looks like we got the same lineups from batting lineups from the first game, just a little bit of changes on the pitchers there.
You got Lex sliding over to third where Lacey was.
Yeah, and I believe everybody for the Lady Panthers is all the same as we were in the first game,
yes,
around
sir.
The infield and outfield. So pitch on its way, hit down to Lexi Brazier at third. She's up
nice
with it
job.
On the first for the out. So two outs now in the top half of the first inning for the Lady Panthers.
Coming to the plate, third baseman, number 7, Brinley Thiek.
So Brinley Thiek comes up to bat.
Make all those routine plays, girls.
So Lacey Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers. Her pitch is on its way. Going to be taken there. Kind of a check swing there. No appeal by the Lady Panthers at first. Taken down for ball one. So one ball, no strike count. Brazier's pitch on its way. Swung on and missed. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So still some overcast skies down here. No rain looks imminent or threatening at all down here. Nice breeze blowing out of the south. 1-1 pitch on its way from Brazier. Swung on and missed. One ball, two strike count now.
Set her down. Let's go get in there and bat.
So Lacey Brazier with the 1-2 count. Two outs here. We're just underway. Game number two. Pitch on its way. Just off that outside corner.
Blue sand.
I mean, just off that outside corner. It did not miss by much
there.
That's
a good pitch.
So evens up that count at two balls and two strikes.
Come back right there. She'll swing.
2-2 pitches up and away for ball three. Push the count out to three balls and two strikes. So two quick outs here in the top half of the first. Lady Panthers, the home team in game number two. Brazier's 3-2 pitch on its way. Taken up and outside for ball four. Another close pitch. Umpire didn't want to give that to her on that one. Takes it outside for ball four. So first base runner of game number two for the Evadale Lady Rebels.
They did a lot of running on the bases, so Lala got to be ready here. Going to try to steal a run maybe.
So end of game one, Evadale started bunting quite a bit also. So.
Yep.
Brazier's first pitch in there to Lincoln Scott is fouled off for strike one. So end of that game, I think they were trying to feel some things out there at the end of the game, put a lot of bunts down. Haven't seen a lot of it so far just to start this game yet. But so Lady Panthers did make an error, which gave up that run on one of those bunt plays. So this pitch is hit out to left field, hit fairly deep down left. Left fielder over, makes the catch at the line for out number three.
A lot of snow cone
so
in that,
baby. A little snow cone showing, but that's out number three. So for the Lady Rebels, it's no runs on no hits. There was one person left on base at the end of a half inning of play. It's the Lady Rebels 0, the Lady Panthers coming to bat. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hop into a new month of fun and excitement with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. The Splash Pad in Henderson Park makes a return for the season with splashing fun for all ages. Enjoy rides on the Flying Horses Carousel and come cheer on the Brenham Dolphins at their swim meets. Bluebell Aquatic Center is also hiring lifeguards for their pools. If you're 15 years or older, apply to become a lifeguard. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info, applications, training times, and fun activities.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
And welcome back to West Fork High School here in New Caney ISD. We are underway here, game two for the Lady Panthers. Lady Panthers taking game one from the Evadale Lady Rebels, 17-1. Burton, the home team here. Evadale in the top half of the first inning. No runs on no hits. Switched up the pitchers a little bit for the Lady Panthers. Have same Braziers on the mound, but different one.
Twin sister.
Yeah. So we just switched it up.
Madison Redinger.
So as we
leading off for the Burton Lady Panthers.
What do you think, Lex can go ahead and lead us off here again?
So Lexi Brazier with a leadoff home run in game one. Let's see if she can repeat that feat right here. On the mound for Evadale is the pitcher that ended up the first game and kind of slowed the Lady Panthers down just a little bit.
But she threw so much off speed. I was talking to Coach Delphine Hensie. He was at the concession stand. He's here. He was one of the best coaches we had in Burton. And he said the same thing. They have to just keep their hands back. Take it to right field and that ball will drive through the middle.
Yeah, just got to be a little bit of patience here. You know, threw a lot of off-speed stuff to go with a, you know, fairly decent fastball there. But she's behind here 3-0 to Lexi Brazier to start off the top half of the first for the Lady Panthers. And that pitch was a little low there, and I believe it caught the catcher in the knee there. So with this timeout, injury timeout, we'll send it back to the studio for 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Let's go Burton!
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go Burton! B-U-R.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
All right, welcome back here to West Fork High School. Catcher a little shaken up on that last pitch that was down low in the dirt, and she's shaking it off out there, getting back in there, so we're ready to play. Lexi Brazier is going to step in here with a three-ball, no-strike count.
Just get on base, Lex.
Just underway here, game two. 3-0 pitch is going to be up and away for a ball, so ball four for Lexi Brazier, and she's going to take off as the ball gets away, and she's going to go all the way to second base on the walk. Never stopped over there at first base, just kept on moving. So base on balls, advances on the wild pitch there, and gets all the way down to second base.
That comes from playing a lot of ball and hustling.
Yeah, good hustle play there. So that brings up Amaya Williams, the big hitter from game one. She's going to take her first pitch up and away for a ball.
Granger is leading Harper 9-0 in the middle of the third, so looks like we might get to make a trip over to Caldwell.
Yeah, so the winner of this series will take on the winner of the Granger-Harper series in next week's playoff action. So Amaya Williams, she's quickly ahead, two balls and no strikes here.
She fixing to lay one fat in here. Nope.
And throws one in the dirt there. It's going to get Brazier down to
this catcher. She's hurt.
Yeah. Catcher still
she must have had something popping her.
Still having some difficulty. So another medical timeout here, and with that timeout, we'll send it back for 30 seconds from our sponsors.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs. And let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Go, fight, win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panther softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Keep running. Watch this.
All right. We are back here after the injury timeout. Don't like to see injuries in any type of sport. They did have to take the catcher out of the game, and she's been replaced by Allie Seals back there. And first pitch to Amaya Williams was the ball four, so now Paige Fritch is up. And here's a wild pitch going to go back to the screen. That's going to bring Lexi Brazier in to
get back.
Score, and Amaya Williams hit on down to second base. She made a turn like she was going to come all the way around, but stops at second over there.
Coaching coming out in me, man. I had to holler at her.
I hear you. So Lexi Brazier scores the first run of the game, two for the Lady Panthers. 1-0 pitch to Paige Fritch is up and gets past the catcher. So Amaya Williams will trot on down to third base. So quickly, two balls and no strikes on Paige Fritch.
All right, Paige, let her know if it's in there.
So the 2-0 pitch is on its way. This is going to be down for a ball. So Amaya Williams over at third base, she walked. Pitch to Fritch is in there for a strike. Runs the count, three balls and one strike.
Now you get it, Paige. You saw it right there, babe.
So 3-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on and foul tip for strike two.
Come on, P, you can do this.
Three balls, two strikes. Three, two pitches swung on. This ball has popped up, and it's caught by the second baseman. So second baseman on the put out.
All right, Nat, come on. We need
next
this run.
The Lady Panthers. Great fielder, number 11, Natalie Hody.
So it brings up Natalie Hody. One out in the inning. Maya Williams still over at third base. First pitch in there to Hody is inside for a ball. So Lady Panthers lead it 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the first inning.
Come on, Levin.
Runner at third base, one out. Pitch on its way to Hody. Is swung good on and cut. Fouled back into the net.
Good cut. Her daddy hollered at her in Burton last week, and she got mad, and she hit a home run on the next pitch. So maybe he needs to holler from over there.
Next pitch swinging, fouled off to the right side there.
Come on, Nat, we need this run.
So Hody down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Maya Williams over at third base. She reached on a walk. Pitch on its way to Hody. Swung on, hit
there
down the
go,
third
go,
base
go,
line
go.
There. Oh, umpire calls it foul. The third base umpire made no call.
Thought that went over the bag.
That looked fair to me. I'm not real sure. So
come on, Nat.
We'll reset it all here. One ball, two strike count on Natalie Hody. 1-2 pitch on its way. Swinging fouled off to the right side, up into the stands.
Bubba got to make that play.
Yeah, you got to get on Bubba about that. He didn't make that play.
Didn't
up there.
Even make any effort on it.
He had a chance at that one.
He didn't make any effort to try to catch that, did he?
So 1-2 pitch on its way to Hody. It's going to be down low for ball two.
Right here, Nat. Take it up the middle, babe.
So two balls, two strikes on Natalie Hody. Amaya Williams over at third base. Pitch is on its way. Swinging, foul down the third baseline. So one thing about Natalie, she's working both sides of the field right now.
Yes, yes. She need to put this baby in play. We need that run.
So count even at 2-2. There's one out in the inning. 2-2 pitch on its way. This is up high. Hody swings. And it's going to be caught by the pitcher. Just in foul territory down the first baseline. So two outs in the inning now for the Lady Panthers.
Ellis.
Brings up catcher Layla Ellis. Ellis steps in from the left side of the plate.
Come on, Layla.
First pitch to Ellis is going to be outside, called strike one. Caught myself there. I was fixing to say outside ball
nice
one.
Nice job, big dog.
So 0-1 pitch on its way, going to be down low for ball one. One ball, one strike.
She due for a wild pitch here.
Wild pitch, or I'll take a little hit somewhere. Outfielding once again, playing way back. Here's
there
a ground
is.
Ball. Going to get through out there in the center field for a base hit.
Job, Lyle.
It's going to score a Maya Williams from third base.
Get on courtesy run here.
Have a courtesy runner.
Pitcher number 13, Lacey
Brazier. Courtesy runner is going to be number 6, Kara Landrialt.
Running for the catcher, number 6, Kara Landrialt.
So first hit of game 2 belongs to Layla Ellis. She drives in Amaya Williams from third base. The umpire's got all his changes, and we're set for play. Stepping up to bat for the Lady Panthers is going to be Lacey Brazier. See if Lacey can help her own cause on the mound today. First pitch coming is going to be outside for a ball.
Keep going.
On the move. It's going to be over to the second baseman's hit out in the center field, and she'll hold up at third base on the overthrow. So stolen base, advance to third on the overthrow.
Nobody was covering.
Nobody covering second base there, and I can't blame the catcher. She's throwing it down there, and
that's you're told you throw it to the bag.
Yep.
All right, Lacey, come on now.
So Brazier steps back in with a one ball, no strike count, running out third base. 1-0 pitch on its way, going to be down low for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Lacey Brazier with the opportunity to help herself out here. Next pitch on its way, down low for ball three. So three balls, no strikes. Waiting on deck is Aaron Huntsman. Actually, it's Melanie Wood on deck over there. Got a little change
right.
In the
No,
lineup.
You're right. That's Huntsman.
Is that a Huntsman? That is Huntsman
yeah.
Over there.
Yeah. All right, now you're ready.
So 3-0,
Lacey, hit this ball hard.
3-0 pitch to Brazier was in there for strike one. So the 3-1 pitch on its way. Swung right back to the pitcher. Ooh. It's off the pitcher. And Brazier will beat it out at first base as it hit off the pitcher. A rocket back up the middle. Line drive. Hits the pitcher right in the thigh.
Now batting for the Lady Panthers. Shortstop number 5, Aaron Huntsman.
So base hit there for Lacey Brazier, and Layla Ellis is going to score the third run of the game for the Panthers on that base hit. So Brazier's off and running. She'll be in there at second base.
There she is now, Aaron. Come on, babe.
So Aaron Huntsman up to bat. So two outs in the inning, but the Panthers have scored three here in the first, matching their first run, first inning total from game one. See if they can add to it here. 1-0 pitch on its way. It's in there on the inside corner for strike one. One ball, one strike.
Let's go, Aaron. You can do it, babe. Get you one.
So the Lady Panthers doing a little bit different here in this game than the first game. Used the long ball to get on the board first. Kind of do a little small ball. Runner on the move down to third. Throw down is not in time. So stolen base there by Lacey Brazier. She's going to get over to third base. Count goes to two balls and one strike on Huntsman.
Come on, Aaron.
So the two ball, one strike pitch is on its way. This is
leg it out, leg it out, leg it out.
Shortstop up with the ball. Throw in time at first base for the third out of the inning. But for the Panthers, they do score three runs on two hits. There were no errors, and there were one runner left on base. So at the end of one, it's Lady Panthers 3 and the Lady Rebels 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
And we're back here at West Fork High School for playoff action between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Evadale Lady Rebels. After one inning of play, it's the Lady Panthers 3 and the Lady Rebels 0. Burton, much like the first game, jumping out to an early lead, trying to establish this. And basically, let's get in and out of here pretty quick. So
no, it's always to jump on them early and keep that. We can't beat these down. You want to do that every game. And very important that Lacey continues to throw strikes. Let her defense make the plays.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, pretty much what she did in the first inning. You know, just let the defense make the play.
Make
pitch
the plays.
Contact. So.
Yes, sir.
So Brazier set for the first pitch to Melanie Hutstetler. First pitch is going to be up high for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Start of the top half of the second inning. Nice, beautiful night here down in Houston. You know, whenever you're down here in this area and there's no humidity, or, well, I say none, but it's not bad.
No.
I can deal with this. So.
Oh, this is a nice, cool night.
Yeah. So second pitch from Brazier is up high for ball two. So two balls and no strikes behind on the first batter here in the top half of the second inning.
You can do it, Lacey.
So Brazier with the 2-0 pitch on its way. Going to be in
girl.
There for strike one. Swing and a miss.
Throw it in there.
So Brazier back on the mound. Gets her sign from Ellis. Pitch on its way. Going to be in two. There for strike two.
Nice pitch.
I'm calling them a little bit early, but I don't think he would miss that one right there.
No, Ray Charles could have seen that one.
So count evens up, two balls and two strikes. 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on, popped up.
Ellis got it.
On the pop out to the catcher. So out number one in the books for Lacey Brazier here in the top half of the second inning on a pop fly to the catcher.
No way to come out there.
Number 17, Addison Simmons.
So Addison Simmons will be batting. She's in, took the place of Kaylee Crail, who was injured in the first inning. So this will be Simmons' first at bat of either game. And she swings at strike one. So always tough to come in kind of cold off the bench when you're not ready to play.
Lacey's bringing it pretty good.
She's throwing pretty hard out there. If tame it, bring it down a little bit, and she'll be pretty deadly on. She's throwing it hard, leaving some things a little bit up, maybe wasting a couple pitches. But 0-1 pitch is up high for ball one. So one ball, one strike count. One out. We play in the top half of the second. Lady Panthers lead it 3-0. 1-1 pitch on its way.
Girl.
Swung and a miss.
One more time.
So count runs to one ball, two strikes. So Lacey Brazier with the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Takes us to two outs in the inning. Going to bring up to bat
now batting
Brianne
five,
Bucknell.
Brielle Buckner.
So Buckner steps in with two outs. Nobody on base. So far, so good for the Lady Panthers. First pitch is
nice
in there for
pitch.
Strike one.
3-0 in the going into the top of the second, Burton.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. They do a repeat of the first game, score three more, and kind of coast to victory. Pitches up high, going to even the count up at one ball, one strike.
I believe it's, 15 after four?
I believe it's
20 after three.
Yeah, 15 after four. There's some run rules that are in play here. See if we can reach some of those. So Brazier's pitch swung on and missed here.
One more time.
Buckner was way out in front of that pitch right there, kind of gearing up for a fastball. Got something a little bit softer than what she was expecting.
Way ahead here.
So Brazier's ahead, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be hit foul down the third baseline, out of play. Give the Lady Rebels credit. They are not shy when they come up there. They're not backing down. They're not backing out of there. Just have a little bit outmatched in the first game hitting-wise. And so Brazier's got a 1-2 count. That 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be left inside a little bit there.
She didn't get that call because Lila was set up outside.
Yep. Ella set up outside a little bit at catcher and had to reach back across to catch that ball.
Yep. So, finish her off here.
So even the count at two balls, two strikes, 2-2 pitch on its way.
Come
this is hit out to right field. Hody's under it, makes the catch, and that's going to end the inning. So for the Lady Rebels, no runs, no hits, no runners left on base. Your score at the end of 1.5, the Lady Panthers 3, Lady Rebels 0. We'll be back after 60 seconds from our sports friends.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
K&H Portable Toilets.
celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Welcome back to playoff action here. Softball variety. Burton Lady Panthers on top 3-0 as we start play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Stepping up the bat is Melanie Wood. She takes the first pitch down and low out for a ball. Daryl, our original catcher, is back in the game there. Re-entered the game in between that half inning. So it's good to see her come back from whatever that ailment was that
you know,
occurred.
She could have been catching a cramp, too.
Very possible. So 1-0 pitch is fouled off by Wood. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Yeah, you don't never want to see anybody get hurt and have to leave a game.
Still kind of walking a little gingerly there on that looks like the right knee maybe. So 1-1 pitch on its way to Wood is going to be hit. Pitcher diving play to try and stop it. Picked up by the second baseman. Tosses on over to first for the out. So nice defensive play there by the Lady Rebels to get Wood out at first base for the first out of the inning.
Now batting number 8, Kelsey Landreault.
Have to score that one 1-4-3.
There you go.
Going to bring up Kelsey Landreault. So she steps in with one out here. First pitch, swinging, swings and misses for strike one. So seems like the pitcher for Evadale settled down a little bit this inning.
Yep.
She got a quick out there, and looks like she's brought the pitch in. Another swing and a foul tip there by Landreault.
Can't say she ain't up there hacking, though.
Nope, she's hacking away. That's what you kind of like to see. Yes. You know, you get a lead like this, you know, get up there, swing the bat, you know, and hit. So the 0-2 pitch is on its way. 0-2 pitch swung on and missed up high for a strikeout. So,
all right, Lex, let's go with two.
Landreault goes down on strikes, takes us back to the top of the order to Lexi Brazier. Brazier scored a run in the first inning, reached first base on a walk, kept going to second. Her first pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, no strike count to Brazier.
Base hit, Lex, let's run.
So the 1-0 pitch is on its way, and it's in the dirt for ball two. Not real sure if they want to pitch to him too much right here after the...
I'll let her walk him.
2-0 pitch is going to be just inside for ball three. So quickly 3-0 to Brazier. So 3-0 pitch on its way. Going to be in there for strike one. Had to hesitate a little bit on that one, you know. Didn't give that strike call right away. That was almost a gimme right there on 3-0. 3-1 pitch now is down in the dirt for ball four. So Brazier's going to draw another walk, and she's going to go over to first base.
She will steal this first pitch.
So
number three, Amaya Williams.
Come on, three.
So stepping in is Amaya Williams.
Give me a five spot.
Walked in the first inning. Brazier on the run. She's going to make it into second base. No problem down there. So stolen base for Lexi Brazier.
All right. There she is, Amaya. Base hitter.
So Amaya Williams, big first game. Committed to play softball at the next level at St. Thomas University, which I am very familiar where that's at. They were in the same conference as my son when he was at Texas Lutheran.
Okay.
So,
I know her parents are really tickled that she's going there. It's really good really, really good school.
So 2-0 pitch on its way, and this ball is crushed. And it's going to be over the scoreboard for a two-run home run. So two-run homer for Amaya Williams. So Amaya continues the home run trot. So that ball absolutely hammered, clears the scoreboard in left field.
Yeah.
Ends up somewhere out in the between the buildings out there. So big, huge blast there by Amaya Williams.
Come on, Paige.
So that's going to bring up Paige Fritsch.
No ball.
And pitcher's waiting on a ball here.
I believe that umpire was still stunned on that one.
He was a little bit, a little bit stunned on that. That ball was, if I say crushed, was an understatement on that?
Yeah.
So first pitch to Fritsch is up high for
and it
ball.
It might not have a cover on it.
No, that ball was totally hammered there. 1-0 pitch on its way is down low for ball two to Paige Fritsch.
All right, Paige, here we go, baby. This is going to be fat. You drive one.
Don't fault Paige for swinging hard because she's been swinging hard all day.
Yeah.
Got a couple singles to show for it, and that's about it. So 2-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down just low for a ball.
He's not giving that low strike this game.
No. Umpire change behind the home plate for this game, so a different umpire behind the home plate. So trying to get used to his zone a little bit. It's not giving it down low. Next pitch is outside for ball four. So Fritsch will draw a two-out walk. And she'll go down to first base, and that's going to bring up to bat for us right fielder Natalie Hody. So Hody steps in. She popped out to in between first base and the pitcher's mound her first time up. So first pitch to Hody is going to be inside for a ball. Snap throw down to first base is not in time. Fritsch back in time, standing up.
All right, Nat. Drive, you 111.
So Hody steps back in. The pitch is going to be just down for a ball. So quickly two balls and no strikes on Natalie Hody. So Natalie steps back in. 2-0 pitch on its way.
Atta girl.
Drived out into the gap in left center
Come
field.
Come on, Paige. Come on, Paige.
Rich is around second.
Come
She'll
on,
be
Paige.
Rounding third. Hit it for home. Hody's going to round second. She'll hold there with a double.
Out of way to hit that ball.
So double by Natalie Hody out into the gap in left center field. Drives in Paige Fritsch for the third run of the second inning. It's going to bring our score to 6-0 now. So it brings up to bat catcher Leela Ellis. So Ellis had a single, scored a run her first time up.
All right, you trade places with Nat. Let's go.
So first pitch on its way to Ellis in the dirt. Catcher makes a nice stop there to keep it right where it's at. So one ball, no strike count to Ellis.
Had a nice crowd show up. Come see the girls.
So the 1-0 pitch is in there for strike one. Evens the count at 1-1. Nice crowd out here from both sides, the way it looks in the stands here. Very nice, spacious field here where we're at, too. A lot of room here. 1-1
That's
pitch
a hit.
Is hit out
Come on
to the
now.
Left center field gap again. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Hody will score easily. Ellis on her way to second. She'll
Not
pull up
baby.
At second base with a stand-up double.
Lila backs it up with another double to the left center gap. Bringing another run for the Lady Panthers.
So back
to see run here.
Back-to-back doubles by Hody and Ellis have scored another run. Brings our score to 7-0 now, Lady Panthers. Coming in to run for Ellis is going to be number six, Kara Landreal.
Stepping to the plate, number 13, Lacey Brazier.
Lacey's due. She needs to hit one here.
She had a single her first at bat, but she got some rough luck in the first game on some of the ones she hit. Hit a hard ball down to third baseman, made a good play on it first game.
Yeah.
So she's quickly hit one ball, no strikes here. So runner at second base, two outs. That pitch is low and inside.
All right, she got to come fat here now. Rip it.
Runs the count out to 2 balls and no strikes. There's 2 outs. A lot of damage done with 2 outs here in the inning for the Lady Panthers.
That's what you want to see. Good teams do that.
So wild pitch is going to advance the Landry Alt over to third base. So quickly, 3 balls and no strikes on Lacey Brazier.
Huntsman on deck.
So 3-0 pitch, it's on its way. Right in there for a strike one. So runs the count out to 3 balls and 1 strike.
Now you saw it. Lacey, drive it now.
3-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be down low for a ball. It's going to get away from the catcher, and that's going to score another run for the Panthers.
All right, Aaron.
So Brazier gets down to first base on the walk. He's going to bring up Aaron Huntsman.
Number 5, Aaron Huntsman.
So Huntsman steps in. 2 outs, runner at first base. Panthers have scored 5 here in the bottom half of the second inning. Push that lead out to 8-0.
Keep scoring, buddy. Keep scoring.
No pitches on its way. He's going to be just down for a ball.
All right, Aaron. Come on now. Drive you one in a gap.
So Huntsman looking to keep the rally going here with 2 outs. Runners on the move from first base. There'll be no throw down to second. So stolen base in there for Lacey Brazier. So Brazier with the stolen base puts her in scoring position for Aaron Huntsman.
Come on, Aaron.
So Huntsman looking to drive in another run here. All these runs come with 2 outs here. That pitch is inside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes.
3-0.
3-0. Runs it to 3-0. Pitch is going to be up and out for ball 4. So Huntsman will draw a walk. It's going to bring up to bat first baseman Melanie Wood. So Wood a step in. Runners first and second, 2 outs. First pitch on its way is swinging.
Popped
this
up.
Is a pop fly. Third
keep
baseman's
running, keep
underneath
running.
It.
Keep running.
And it's going to fall off her glove. And
that was a foul ball.
Umpire's going to call that a foul ball there.
She was in foul territory.
So ball.
Was she in fair, anything in fair territory?
I don't know if
when
her
she
foot,
touched
I don't
it?
Know if her foot was in, one in and one out there.
Was her foot in? If any part of her foot was in fair territory, that's fair ball.
Ball bounced off the third baseman's glove. She was partially in foul territory, partially in fair territory. Ball landed in fair territory.
He definitely couldn't see that from second base umpire. He has no chance to see that.
So discussion over with. Let's see what our call is here. And we're going to call a foul ball. So reset all the runners.
All right, Melanie, now you get your chance here.
So Wood makes her way back to the plate. She's going to have an 0-1 count.
Let's make it hurt here. Make it hurt.
Runners back at first and second, 2 outs. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be a little fly ball. Shortstop coming in, makes the play. And that'll end the inning for the Lady Panthers. But the Lady Panthers able to score 5 runs in that inning, push the lead out to 8-0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
When
Suburban contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
All right, and we're back here top of the third inning as we start play here, top of the third. First pitch in there to Brianna Buckner is outside for ball one. So Lacey Brazier still on the mound for the Lady Panthers. That 1-0 pitch is in there for strike one. Evens up the count, 1-1.
She got a lot of confidence throwing it inside. When she tries to hit that outside corner, she must be holding on to it a little bit long because it's staying high on her.
So 1-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. So 1-2 count on Brianne Buckner.
Two big ones here, Lacey.
So 1-2 pitch is on its way.
That'll
be right down the middle for strike three. So Buckner goes down on strikes.
Coming to the plate for the Lady Rebels, number 11, Rafa Rios.
So Rafa Rios steps in to bat. Be her first at bat of either game also. Swung on and fouled back. So Brazier quickly hit 0-1. One out. Brazier pitching pretty effectively here so far. She's faced the minimum through eight batters here. So.
Throwing strikes, that's the main thing.
Oh-one pitch is going to hit her right in the knee.
Coach tell her, run, don't rub it.
Coming to the plate, number one, Allie Seals.
So we're laughing a little bit. The batter Seals just told her, don't just run and don't rub it when she went down to the first base there. And so back to the top of the lineup here for the Lady Rebels. The first pitch coming to Seals is going to be outside corner called strike one.
She is pretty fast, though. You see it?
Yep.
Smoked it down there at first.
The Rios down there at first base. And ball's going to get
throw it,
past
throw it,
Ellis.
Throw it.
And throw down, and it's not going to be in time.
Umpire got in her way.
Yeah.
Wonder if that had been interference, she'd have thrown it and hit him.
I don't know what that call would have been.
Because, you know, if you hit another player, if they don't slide.
So 1-1 count on the batter. Going to be up high again for ball two. So 2-1. Rios down there at second base. There's one out in the inning. We're in the top half of the third inning. The Lady Panthers lead it 8-0. We're in game two. Game one went to the Panthers 17-1. So swinging on the 2-1 pitch, hit out to left field. Left fielder comes in,
good
settles
job
underneath it, makes the catch for out number two. So nice catch out there in left field by Abby Dowling.
Madison Redinger.
So brings up to bat Madison Redinger.
Let's leave her standing out there.
So two outs now. Runner still at second base. Brazier with the pitch. Going to be swung on. This is hit out to center field. Maya Williams settles under it. Makes the catch for out number three. So for the Lady Rebels, there was no runs on, no hits. One runner left on base. And your score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, it's the Lady Panthers 8, the Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
Let's go, Burton.
B-U-R-T-O-N. Let's go, Burton. B-U-R-T-O-N.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panthers softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
And we're back here. We're underway. Just got underway here in the bottom half of the third. First pitch to Kelsey Landrenault. Swung on and missed for strike one. Little update from the Granger Harper game, who the winner of this series will face.
There you go.
Landrenault with a deep drive out to center field. Center fielder backs up, makes the catch for out number one. Takes us up to the top of the order to Lexi Brazier. The last update on that Granger-Harper game was Granger won game one 12-6, and then Granger is currently leading in the fifth inning right now 11-6. So winner of that game will face the winner of this series. So first pitch to Lexi Brazier is down low for a ball. Second pitch is swung on. Ground ball over to short. Shortstop up with it. On to first for the out. So Brazier out 6-3 on the put out there. Two outs now for the Lady Panthers, and that's going to bring up Amaya Williams. And Amaya Williams has been a really tough out for the Lady Rebels. So nothing wrong with having four home runs in your first playoff series of the year. So first pitch to Amaya Williams is up high for a ball. So Amaya Williams has been on base every time she's been up to bat. 6-for-6 so far in the series with four home runs, two doubles, and a walk. Not too bad, not too shabby there.
No. And I think they might have learned a lesson that they might be pitching around her.
Yeah, second pitch was inside for a ball, so the 2-0 pitch is on its way now, and this is going to be behind her for a three ball, no strike.
Charge the mound.
And I would say that she probably has a green light here. What do you think on a 3-0 pitch to this batter right here? I'm willing to bet they're going to let her swing away here. 3-0 pitch is on its way, and this is going to hit her. So hit by pitch for Maya Williams. Going to send her over to first base.
Make it hurt now, Paige.
Now batting number four, Paige Fritch.
So brings up to bat second baseman Paige Fritch. First pitch to Fritch is going to be down low for a ball. Snap throw over to first. Amaya Williams back in there. Trying to catch her sleeping over there a little bit.
I hate to tell her for doing that. She might go to second on this pitch.
So 1-0 pitch on its way. Fritsch swinging. This is a high fly ball.
Keep running. That's going to fall. Keep running.
Right fielder makes the catch for out number three. So with that, there were no runs, no hits, one runner left on base. And your score at the end of three innings of play, it's the Lady Panthers 8, Lady Rebels 0. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
And welcome back to West Fork High School here in New Caney ISD. We're down here on the east side of Houston as we play here in the top half of the fourth inning. Lady Panthers on top, 8-0. Stepping up to bat for the Lady Rebels is going to be Brinley Peak. Lacey Brazier still on the mound for the Lady Panthers. First pitch swinging. It's going to be fouled off just between the dugout and the on-deck circle over there. So get the ball back in play. Lacey starting off quick here in the top half of the fourth, working a little inside pitch there on the batter. Fouls it off, out of play.
Doing a tremendous job of busting them inside. Normally you don't get hurt unless you have hands like Amaya that you could turn on it. You're not going to get hurt when you bust them inside there.
Yeah, came inside there again on the 0-1 pitch, a little bit too much inside, evens the count at one ball, one strike. So she's been pretty consistent on the inside pitches. When she, like we said earlier, when she goes outside, she has a tendency to leave it up. So this time leaves it up.
Maya
she's going to hit
it
out
Maya
to right center. And Maya Williams cuts over in front and makes the catch. So fly out to center fielder Maya Williams on the for the first out of the top half of the fourth inning. She's going to bring up to bat for the Lady Rebels, Lincoln Scott.
Stepping to the plate, number four, Lincoln Scott.
So one out now here in the top half of the fourth inning. Brazier with the first pitch to Scott. It's going to be hit line drive. Going to be knocked down.
You got
over
it,
there.
Aaron.
Shortstop,
you got it.
Picks it up, throws on to first base for the out. So dropped the line drive, but fell right at her feet. Picks it up, throws it over to first base for the put out.
That a way to stay with it, five.
So two quick outs here for the Lady Panthers here in the top half of the fourth. Going to bring up to bat Melanie Hutstetler.
She tried to bunt while ago, so they're going to have to watch her hands.
Yeah, squared around the bunt, ended up popping it up, and Ellis made a good play on it for the put out. She's going to square around the bunt, and this time takes it up high for a ball. So Lexi Brazier crashing hard at third base that time, trying to take that bunt away.
She right in her shoes.
So Lacey Brazier on the mound for the Lady Panthers and sister Lexi over there at third base. Squares around the bunt. Going to lay it down in front of the plate. Ellis is up with it. Going to throw on.
Nice play, Ellis.
The out.
That a girl.
So with that play at first base, that's going to be three up, three down for the Lady Rebels. And they're going to score no runs, no hits, no errors, leave nobody left on base. Your score at the end of 3.5 is the Lady Panthers 8, the Lady Rebels 0, and we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills,
and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers! All the way to state.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, we're back here as we start playing the bottom half of the fourth inning. Natalie Hody up for the Lady Panthers. Takes up and out for a ball. Count's going to go 2-0 on Natalie Hody as she steps in here.
Hit you another gapper, Nat.
Hody had a double last time up. 2-0 pitches down in the dirt for a ball three. So quickly three ball, no strike count on Hody. So Hody steps back in, 3-0 pitch on its way. Going to be right down the middle for strike one.
Sorry, you saw it, Nat. Now you get this one.
So runs the count, three balls and one strike. 3-1 pitch on its way to Hody. He's going to be outside for a strike.
It curved right on that corner, Dad, range.
It was on that white line over here to me.
Yeah.
So 3-2 pitch coming to Hody. He's going to be inside corner and ball four. So
he made that one up.
I think so, too. I believe that one may have actually that one may have actually been a better pitch than the other one. So I'm going to bring up the bat catcher Layla Ellis as Hody walks down to first base for the base on balls. Pitch to Ellis.
That's another gap
to the left center.
Come
field
on, Knapp, score.
That's
going
to go all the way
Knapp,
to the fence.
Score.
Hody's around second, rounding third. She's going to come in and score on the stand up double by Layla Ellis. And Ellis is back-to-back doubles there.
Same spot, too.
Hit same spot right out in that left center field gap, just going with that outside pitch, drives it out there to the left center field gap. And we'll get a pinch runner this time.
She can't do it now.
She got a run.
He
got nobody out yet.
No.
So.
What he been saying this, Lacey, is due. Come on, Lacey.
So Lacey's swinging on
and
you finished that time. So.
DK jumped like a fool on that one. I can't lie to you. I did bad on that one.
So Lacey Brazier fouls it straight back for the first strike of the at-bat. 0-1 pitch on its way is going to be inside and low for ball one. So 1-1 count. Lady Panthers have one run in this inning. Pushes the score out to 9-0 as we're in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
No outs with runner on second.
So pitch in there. Lacey Brazier swings away at it, fouls it off to the left. Runs the count up to one ball, two strikes.
She got to take that pitch to right center.
So Ellis quietly having a nice game there at the plate this game. So the 1-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be down to third baseline, just foul. So Ellis at second base with the stand-up double. Back-to-back doubles for her in this game. Lacey Brazier steps back in. Pitch on the way. Swinging. This is a little pop fly. Third baseman
good
gives chase. Makes a great play over there behind third base for the putout. So nice play over there by the third baseman for the Lady Rebels. Makes a running catch up against the fence.
Number 5, Aaron Huntsman.
So brings up the bat Aaron Huntsman. Fly out. Makes it one out for the Lady Panthers. Ellis holds at second base.
Come on, five.
So Huntsman's first pitch.
Atta girl.
She's get a base hit out into left field. Ellis is rounding second. Coming home, throw to the plate will not be in time.
Nice
cut off
shot
by the pitcher. So Huntsman with the RBI single drives in Ellis from second base.
Next up, number seven.
And Huntsman advanced to second on the throw home. So that's going to put our score to 10-0 Lady Panthers as we're here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Just one out. So Melanie Wood up the bat. She's going to take ball one up and away. So
Come on, Melanie.
Huntsman playing cat and mouse with the pitcher out there. So pitch to Wood is going to be outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Wood.
Come on, Melanie. You can do it.
So Wood steps back in. 2-0 pitch is on its way. Going to be down low for ball three. Huntsman gets a little bit far off second base, and catcher kind of chase her back out there. So I got to give kudos to the catcher back here to come in from that injury. She's playing tough back there. Still doesn't look like she's feeling the best.
No.
3-0 pitch on its way is going to be on the outside corner for strike one. Wood now with a 3-ball, 1-strike count. One out here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Two runs already in for the Lady Panthers. Swinging on the 3-1 is going to be fouled back. Going to run the count full. Catcher kind of took that one a little bit too. She's
Coach
shaking it, shaking
Coach
it
Arn doing a good job of giving her a break by talking to Melanie.
I don't think people really appreciate how hard it is to catch.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's softball, baseball, whatever you're playing. It's a hard position to play.
You can take a beating.
3-2 pitch, swung on, fouled back into the screen. So probably the person who gets beat up the most, probably throws more than a pitcher. Very humbling position if you've ever played it. So 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung
atta girl.
Line drive out to left field. Rounding third base is going to be Lacey Brazier.
Huntsman.
Huntsman. Huntsman's going to score.
Nice rip by Melanie.
So Huntsman scores. Melanie Wood's going to get advanced to second base on the throw home.
Kelsey Landriot.
So brings up Kelsey Landriot. She flied out to center field her last time up. Pushes our score to 11-0 now. And this is going to be a pass ball. And Wood will advance to third base on the pass ball. So Landriot, the number 9 batter in the Panthers lineup.
See if she can't get on to get Lex up there.
Big hitters follow behind. One out here in the inning. Pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count. 1-1.
You can do it, 8. Come on now.
So Landriot back in there. 1-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and missed for strike 2. So 1-2 count. Runner down at third is Melanie Wood. So that's going to be a hit batter.
Yep.
And Landriot is going to trot on down to first base. Brings up Lexi Brazier.
Three-run shot would look really good here.
She's due in this game. She's 0-2 so far. Actually, she's 1-2, and she hits a long, high fly ball to left. Left fielder over, makes a catch. Runner tags up at third base and will score on the sacrifice fly. So
we'll take that.
Job done by Lexi Brazier right there on the sacrifice fly.
Now batting number 3, Amaya Williams.
So brings up Amaya Williams.
Are they going to walk her again unintentionally?
So Amaya Williams up to bat. Probably the hottest hitter on the field right now. first pitch coming is going to be inside, taken for a ball. So pretty gutsy pitch there by the pitcher to throw that one in there. Just kept it down.
She's all on top of the plate. She challenged her to throw it outside.
Yeah, she's looking for somewhere she can get her arms extended and get into it and get it out of here again. So that next pitch is inside for ball two. So quickly two balls, no strike count on Amaya Williams. 2-0 pitch on its way. It's going to be down low in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher to keep the ball there. So 3-0 pitch going to be coming here for Amaya Williams. And that 3-0 pitch is down low in the dirt. Runners will move up a base.
All right, Paige. Come on, baby.
And so Amaya Williams reaches first base on the walk. Brings up second baseman, Paige Fritch. So Fritch steps in. Two outs in the inning. Runners at first and second. First pitch coming. It's going to be down low. Called a strike.
Come on, Paige. You can do it.
So Paige getting no help there from the umpire behind the plate. Is the 0-1 pitch on its way.
That a girl.
Drive base hit right back up the middle in the center field. And they'll hold the runner up at third base as the throw comes in to the pitcher's mound.
That a girl.
So single for Paige Fritch.
Nobody.
It's going to load the bases.
She needed that hit.
Loads the bases for Natalie Hody, who's had a hot bat in this game so far.
Clean them up, Nat.
So first pitch to Hody, swinging a drive down the left field line. It's going to be foul. Home run distance there, but just foul down the left field line. So Hody narrowly missing a grand slam there.
A little bit quick on that one.
Just got around on a little quick, pulled it down that left field line. Foul.
Let's go, Nat.
So pitch in there to Natalie Hody is down low for a ball. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch.
Atta girl.
This is going to be out.
Get to the wall. Get to the wall.
Center fielder's going to try and cut it off, and that's going to be a double. That'll score two runs. So two run score on the double by Natalie Hody.
Is that two doubles for this game or three?
Two doubles for Natalie this game. She had a double in the first game. So scoring on that is going to be Amaya Williams and Kelsey Landrinal.
Lila got two doubles.
Brings up Lila Ellis, who's had the hot bat right now, hitting out in that left center field gap. So she comes up back-to-back doubles she's had in her previous two at-bats right into the left center field gap.
We'll take three of them. That'll get two more runs home.
Next pitch is gets away from the catcher. Runners stay where they're at. Two ball, no strike count. Lady Panthers have scored six runs here in the bottom half of the fourth inning and lead it right now 14-0. So the 2-0 pitch on its way to Ellis is going to be up high for ball three. Just got confirmation that D. Winters indeed did get traded to the Dallas Cowboys.
He coming home.
So that pitch is low for ball four, and that's going to load the bases up again.
All right.
So
now batting number 13, Lacey Brazier.
So bases loaded for Lacey Brazier.
You go get you one, Lacey.
First pitch swing, going to foul it back.
She needs a confidence booster, too.
Yeah,
we could get a rip right here.
So Brazier pitching a gem of a game on the mound right now. Let's see if she can get a hit. Swinging, drives it out to left field. This is going to be foul and out of play. So I think that the Lady Rebels playing back on the fence is probably their best bet. Best bet currently in the outfield, as all the outfielders are still playing really deep back there. So Brazier's going to step back in. She's got an 0-2 count. Two outs here. Bases are loaded. 0-2 on its way, swinging down to third base. Third baseman up with it. She's going to throw on to first. And first baseman unable to handle that. And so
two more runs
are going to score for the Lady Panthers.
I think.
They called her out. Oh, looks like.
Oh, ball game.
Looks like they called the ball game there. So, quick game there as we've reached the run rule here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And Lady Panthers wins game number 2, 15-0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers. All the way to state. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panthers softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohein Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Burton Independent School District is especially proud of the Panther softball team for their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Panthers by attending the softball playoff games. Go Big Red!
Okay, welcome back to West Fork High School here at New Caney ISD. And while Daryl lines up some interviews for me, I have a very special person sitting next to me. So I have a Maya Williams mother along with us, Katrina. Is that right?
Did yes,
I get
sir.
That right?
Yes, sir.
So got to be a very proud mom right now of how she performed here, first playoff series of the year.
Yes,
and,
sir.
A lot of home runs there. So got to be a little bit proud about that.
Very proud, yes.
So it's always good to see local kids do really well. And I know that where she's going to play school at, know that school very well. I had a son that played over at Texas Lutheran, so St. Thomas was in that same district. So we, our same conference when they were there. Not sure if Texas Lutheran is still in there, but you better watch out for those softball girls over there because they are pretty stout over there at Texas Lutheran. So it'll be interesting to see how she does. The good thing is she gets to stay fairly close to home and go play college baseball or softball. And you should be very proud of that. So
very proud. So, yes.
So hopefully they can keep this little run they got going right here. It looks like y'all are going to play Granger next week, the way it was looking in the Granger had won the first game, and they were hit in the second game a while ago. So it looks like y'all will be playing Granger probably somewhere between Burton, Granger, probably Caldwell area, somewhere like that next
okay.
week, probably in that game. So as we go on with our post game. It was nice for you to join us. Thank you for sitting in for us. And we'll have a couple of the girls come by and we'll do some interviews here coming up. And we'll send it back for a few more words from our sponsors.
Thank you.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs. To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc., congratulate the Burton Lady Panther softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook. Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs. Plan North Architectural Company
Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenduratile congratulate the Lady Panther softball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
All right, welcome back, and I am joined now by Lexi Brazier, who led off game one with a big home run to get it all started for the Lady Panthers. Lexi, tell us a little bit about that pitch.
I think I was just going into that at-bat, just thinking about getting our team going, just to get a hit, get on base. As a leadoff, I know that it's important for me to set the tone of the inning, and just getting that home run just really, like, helped us out.
I think that helped you out, and it made your player behind you go off tonight
yes, sir.
Four home runs. So I don't think they wanted to pitch to either one of you in the second game too much. So they kept keeping things away from y'all and keeping it out.
Yes, sir.
So did a great job on the mound in game one. So had a pretty good game going until the fourth inning, gave up one hit.
Yes, sir.
But you had 11 strikeouts. So tell us about that one.
I think just, like, really focusing in. We knew that coming in, we're going to have to play, like, know how we, like, play how we know how to play. We knew that they weren't going to be the best team, but just coming in there and staying strong and keeping working through those, like, tough innings just really helped.
Well, good job on the night. Great job pitching. Great job on the home run. And we'll send it back for a few more words from our sponsors.
Thank you.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the field. Planning a team dinner, fan gathering, or graduation party? Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton Lady Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School softball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you know you'll get exactly what you want. Call for an estimate, 979-277-8806 today. That number again, 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy are proud to support the Lady Burton Panther softball team and congratulate their granddaughter, number 11, Natalie Hody, for her success this softball season. Larry Poppy Construction says, go Lady Panthers. Keep this winning season going.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Welcome back as the Burton Lady Panthers have advanced to the next round of playoffs with a 17-1 and a 15-0 win over the Lady Rebels over here. We're joined by Paige Fritsch now. Paige, tell us a little bit about tonight's game.
Tonight's game felt great. We came out here with the mindset of wanting to win and doing what we do best, and I think we took care of business. And I think we came off the first game a little slow, and we took care of business a little quicker the second game, so I was proud of my team for doing that.
Yeah, took care of business a little bit quicker, so we're a little bit quick games here, you know, so hey, that's a good thing. We can get out of this traffic of Houston a little bit quicker than what we were expecting, but good job tonight all the way around. I thought you were swinging for you saw your co-players in front of you, what they were doing, and I'm like, okay, Paige is trying to hit a home run here. Gets a little dribbler down the third, but hey, beat it out for a single. You know, it's all good, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Just looking for a base hit every time. If home runs, hey, that's cherry on top.
That's okay. Your dad missed one up in the stand, so you can give him a hard time after a while. He showed little effort to go get that ball up there a while ago. So.
I have to give him a hard time.
So, hey, it's great talking to you, Paige. We appreciate you coming by
and
sitting with us. So we'll send it back to the studios for a few more words from our sponsors.
Thank you.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Harmel Electric says, go Panthers! All the way to state! Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, plus in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates the Burton Panthers softball team on a great season and the parents and coaches for all their hard work. Go Burton! Keep on winning.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves. Love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, welcome back, and we're here at West Fork High School in New Caney ISD, and we're joined by Layla Ellis.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about your second game. I thought you did a great job of hitting to the opposite field. Back-to-back doubles to the left center field gap. How'd that feel?
It felt good because my first game, I wasn't really hitting how my hitting coach was teaching me. And then I think the second game I really applied some of the technique from him.
So thought you did a great job adjusting there to just going with that outside pitch, hitting left center field gap. It's always hard as a catcher to come in and hit because you get tired behind the plate because you're constantly working back there. So tell us a little bit about how you did behind the plate. Thought you did a good job back there.
I was just trying to stop the ball so I could take off a lot of work off my pitcher and just help her out.
So good job there. So we're also joined over here by Lauren Hunt. Say your first name again. Aaron. I always want to say Lauren Huntsman for some reason. I caught myself. So we got Aaron Huntsman here. So are y'all all seniors? Do I have all seniors?
No, sir.
No? You're a senior?
It's me, Paige, and then...
Y'all are all sophomores?
Yeah, and then these people are sophomores.
Yeah, I'm a sophomore.
All right. So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about the game. How'd you feel?
Okay, first game, I can agree that it was a little slow. We were a little sluggish, you know, trying to get by. But second game, after getting a talking to by Coach Zorn, we picked it up, and we got the job done.
Awesome job. I think y'all did well. I thought y'all played well.
Thank you.
Defensively, y'all made some good plays out there. No mental mistakes. Just one little error.
Yeah.
So, not too bad. So, what we'll do is we'll take another break, send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Burnham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty, Inc. congratulate the Burton Lady Panther softball team and wish you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty, Inc., they offer just that. Contact Susan and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty, Inc. serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook. Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in for slaughter and processing, cut and wrap to your exact specifications. They process calves, pigs, and also offer bacon plus fresh and smoked sausage for sale. Burton Meat Processing is open Monday through Friday with Saturday hours until noon. As the Burton Lady Panthers take the field, Burton Meat Processing proudly cheers on Burton softball. Congratulations on a great season and best of luck in the playoffs.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great softball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Lady Panthers in their quest for state.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, and we're back here at West Fork High School as we have a few more interviews to do. So we're joined by Lacey Brazier, who pitched the second game. And, Lacey, you know you had a no-hitter?
Yes, sir. My coach had told me.
Okay. So Lacey pitched a no-hitter in the second game as the Lady Panthers win 15-0. Kind of walk us through it a little bit.
Well, my sister did a good job on the mound in the first game, and so I knew I just had to come out there strong for my team and throw the best of my ability, while I also trusted them to make outs, and, like, they all did a great job having defense behind my back, and they definitely contributed to that no-hitter.
Well, that was a great job on the mound. I thought you did wonderful out
there. Thank you.
Played good third base in the first game, so did an excellent job. Also joined by Natalie Hody. Natalie had some good hits there in the first game and the second game, so kind of got in there, got some doubles going for him, drove in some runs. Tell us a little bit about how all that went.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to go up and just get runs in. Especially the second game, we wanted to just everything to be faster. We felt the first game, we kind of came out slow. I think my teammates definitely did a very good job of getting base hits and the home runs. So I just wanted to go up there and just basically just adding on to what they were doing and get runs in.
Well, excellent job. We appreciate y'all stopping by and talking to us, and we'll send it back for a few words from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic provides expert treatment for both small and large animals, combining advanced medical care with the personal touch of small-town service. Whether it's a beloved household pet or valuable livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their dedicated team are ready to support the health and well-being of every animal. For appointments, call 979-289-1161 or stop by at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly cheers on the Lady Panthers softball team in the playoffs.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Burton softball team good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
All right, welcome back. We're still at West Fork High School here. We're joined now by head coach Zach Zorn and Lady Burton Panthers. Zach, tell us how it went tonight for y'all out there.
Two great wins, being able to advance to the second round, next round of playoffs. It's always a good feeling. I thought we kind of started, not necessarily started slow offensively in the first game. We get a leadoff home run there, but, kind of hit a lull halfway through the game and, we're able to kind of pick it up at the end, but overall, great day.
Yeah, I kind of picked it up there. Maya Williams, my God, hit one over to the scoreboard out there, hits a line drive shot, four home runs on the day. They couldn't get her out, so they just end up walking her in the end. But what a game she had.
Yeah, what a game, what a day. Anytime you hit however many, four or five home runs in a day, you got to be feeling pretty good about it.
You got to feel pretty good about it. You got to feel good about pitching, too. I think both pitchers did a great job. Had a no-hitter in the last game. Lexi had a no-hitter going into the fourth inning or so in that game. That other game gives up one hit, and comes out good. So you got to be happy about that going into the next round.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Both girls did a great job of hitting all four corners, just attacking the zone. And that's all we asked for, and as far as defensively, behind them, made every routine play, on balls that were hit to us. And that's our goal. It's been our goal from the get-go is challenge those girls is how quickly can we get off the field. Normally in these games, the team that stays on the field longest is the team that's probably going to give up the most runs. So the quicker we can get off, the better it is for us.
Exactly. So great job tonight. Appreciate you stopping by. Good luck next week. Hopefully we'll me and Daryl will be there next week to bring some play-by-play. Looks like y'all are going to get Granger. So
Yes, so
good luck. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it, Zach.
Thank you so much. Thank y'all.
All right. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers softball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all of the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton softball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Go fight and win. Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers softball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs. And to all the Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Washington Animal Clinic is proud to support the Lady Panthers softball team as they head into the playoffs. They're honored to stand behind the youth of Washington County and especially proud of these dedicated young women. For trusted veterinary care and surgery for both large and small animals, count on the experienced team at Washington Animal Clinic. They're here to help keep your pets and livestock healthy and thriving. Visit them at 2100 Highway 36 North or call to schedule your appointment today.
All right, welcome back to West Fork High School as we begin to wrap everything up here tonight. The Burton Lady Panthers with two victories, and they'll move on to the next round of the playoffs. Looks like they'll be facing Granger at a site to be determined later. So with that, we'll send it back to the studios for one more break, and we'll come back and wrap it up and bid you an adieu for the night. So we'll send it back for a few more words from our sponsors, and then we'll wrap everything up here.
Hop into a new month of fun and excitement with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. The Splash Pad in Henderson Park makes a return for the season with splashing fun for all ages. Enjoy rides on the Flying Horses Carousel and come cheer on the Brenham Dolphins at their swim meets. Bluebell Aquatic Center is also hiring lifeguards for their pools. If you're 15 years or older, apply to become a lifeguard. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info, applications, training times, and fun activities.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Lady Panther softball team in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Lady Panthers. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrush services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Panther softball team a successful playoff season.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Lady Panthers softball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is locally owned and operated, proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after this sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
All right, welcome back here to West Fork High School as we wrap things up tonight. The Burton Lady Panthers win game one 17-1, take game two 15-0, and advance to the next round of the playoffs. Looks like they'll be facing Granger at a site to be determined later. So great game tonight for the Burton Lady Panthers. For myself and Daryl Kiki, we appreciate y'all listening to us, and we'll see y'all next week.
Tonight's broadcast of the Burton Panthers softball playoff game was made possible by Blue Bow Aquatic Center, Kinzer Tire, Burton Meat Processing, Meat Reality, Quality Glass, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Trails Master Cleaning and Mulching, Burton Collision Center, Burton Veterinarian Clinic, Dahman Associates, High North Architecture, Cantel Catering, Carmel Electric, St. John's United Church, College Construction, Mississippi, P&T Car Wash, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Glenn College, CBM Piper's Hill, Bellman Insurance, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton ISD, Kiki's Family, Daryl, Katie, Prince, and Tucker, BVR Material, K&H Portable Toilets, Burnham National Bank, Kilman Construction, Mattress Guys, Hellgear Toyota, J&J Packing, Woodman Life, Larry Tate Construction, Washington Animal Clinic, Double D Glass Service, The Paint Warehouse, and Burton Chambers of Commerce. This has been a presentation of Kidder Jai Sports.